Yata Presto Buddha, that one. Presto Buddha. Presto Buddha before the teaching. They keep that. Yeah, it's in English. Okay, so first we read the prayers to Buddha Shakyamuni before the talk. Okay, so just visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay, then we pray. Yeah, prayers to Buddha Shakyamuni. Yeah, we read that.
下午好。我们首先在复习这个药师佛的这个练习之前，我们先念诵这个释迦牟尼的一个这个称赞语。 The white booklet, the prayers for teaching vocations. We will read the page 3, praise to the Shakyamuni Buddha.
Yeah, read in English.
To the founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened beings, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Sugata, Nuvo of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be team, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, Sugata, know of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conquerors, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata, know of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely, fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. When, O supreme among humans, you were born in this earth, you paced out 7 strides, then said, I am supreme in this world, to you, worldwide, then I prostrate. With pure bodies, form supremely pure, wisdom ocean like a golden mountain, fame that blazes in the 3 worlds, wind of the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. The supreme signs, face like spotless moon, color like gold, to you I prostrate. Thus free like you, the 3 worlds are not incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Savior having great compassion, the Founder having all understanding, the few merits with qualities like a vast ocean, to you, the one gone to thusness, I prostrate. The purity that frees one from attachment, the virtue that frees one from the lower realms, the one path, the sublime pure reality, the Dharma that pacifies, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and who are so sure the path to liberation, the holy few qualified with realizations who are devoted to the moral precepts, to you the sublime community attending virtue, I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma of refuge, homage to the great Sakya, to all trees, to all worthy of respect, bowing bodies as many as all realms, atoms, in all aspects, with supreme faith I pay homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions, perform only perfect virtuous action. Subdue your mind thoroughly, this is the teachings of the Buddha. A star, a visual aberration, the flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble. A dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see conditioning as such. Through this merits, missentient beings attain the ranks of all seeing, subdue the foes of faults and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness and death.
Okay, so before the talk, we do short short breathing meditation. Okay, try to sit in meditation posture, then focus your mind on the breath. So first three breath in and out 3 times you can do, and just whatever your difficulties, tension in the mind, then just breathe in and breathe out and let go. You know, do 3 times like that and let go. The tension in the body, tension in the mind. Do this 3 breath in, 3 breath out like that. Let go and try to relax. Then after that, then again breathe normally. Then focus your mind on the breath. You know, just looking at the breath, breathing in and out. Focus your mind there for a few minutes. Then, I don't know whether I talk all same time or... So like that, okay, I just explain, then you do your meditation, okay? I talk everything one time, then you do meditation. Okay, first 3 times, breathe in, out, let go all the tension in, out. Okay, whatever tension in the body. Then after 3 breathing in and out, then after you breathe normally, focus your mind on the breath, concentration. You know, just think that breathing in and out. This few minutes, a few breathing in and out like that. Then focus your mind on the nostril there, where the breath go in and out. You know, just feeling there, you concentrate there. Okay? So like that.
今天在我们开始这个药师佛仪轨的练习之前呢，我们先做一个简短的呼吸观修法。那如何开始呢？就是先把你的专注力在注意在你的那个呼吸上面，持续你的身体那个持修观修的那个静坐的方式，然后将你的注意力。 注意在你的呼吸上面，深深的吸进3次，再呼出3次，3次过后呢，将您的注意力放在您的呼吸，专注在你呼吸上面。我们将以此做这个观修法，几分钟。
So now, next meditation for a few minutes. Look at yourself. You as a meditator sitting here among many people. You know, look at yourself. I am meditating here. So when you look at there, you know how it look like.
我们继续的进修，在这一刻的时候呢，想象自己其实就是在做这个静坐，你自己是一个持修者，在你左右，周围呢，同样的有很多的持修者在这里和你做同样的静修。
So when you look like when you meditate like this, there's the eye. I'm meditating. You can see that. Now you go deeper, you know, closer to find that eye. You know, go deeper. Look for that eye.
在进修的时候呢，那你就深深的体会一下，你自在自己在哪里。 真正去体验一下自己的存在呢。
So when you go closer or when you look deeper, so that you cannot really pinpoint the eye who are meditating, not able to pinpoint, then again go a little bit your mind, put a little bit behind or backward, look at the eye, then again you see I'm meditating, you are able to see that. Then when you go closer, deeper, you are not able to pinpoint.
当我们在将专注力放在自我的身上的时候呢，你可能会想说，我其实就是个持修者，真的是坐在这里，在做这个进修。那当您将您的注意力很集中在寻找自我的时候呢，您可能会有这个想法，就是说我真正的存在，有在这里吗？
Okay, this, you know, look from the power. Go close, let me part like that, look a few times. You know, you can do that meditation. Look, the object is the eye, yeah. Yourself.
那在进修现在呢，当下呢，我们应该真的是寻找自我的存在。现在就将这个观修这个进修呢，放在这里，就是想寻找自己自我的存在性。
So then, conclusion, then, you know, the I exists independent on the aggregate. You know, independent or depending on this aggregate. You know, I is just level and exists merely level, independent on the aggregate. 在进修的这一刻呢，我们可能会有这个结论，就是我的存在呢，其实是依靠依于周围的东西、周围的一些事物而存在的。Then there's not such I what we used to believe. And from beginningless rebirth up to now, what we used to believe, the I is not there at all.
如果我们真正的深思的话呢，其实这个我是不存在，一直以来就是生生世世都其实是不是真正的存在的，有这个。 存在性。
The point is no independent I truly exists within the aggregate.
所以最终呢，所以就是说，我们在进修的时候，如果我们有真正的去观想去做这个进修，你就会知道这个我呢是不存在的。我们存在其实是依靠这个缘起法，那就是通过不同的东西在周围呢，我们才是在存在着。其实真正是没有这个存在性质的。
Okay, so that's the practice of medicine Buddha. By the way, how many people need Chinese translator here? Everybody understand English?
师父是问这里有谁需要中文翻译？其实大多数人都了解英文吗？需要中文翻译吗？ The seniors, a few of them.
How many? One, two, three. Okay. Oh yeah. So anyway, so this is normally Sunday class. This Sunday, every Sunday, I have the Lamrim class. So usually I talk in English, then somebody translates in Chinese. So like that, and this, the translator who used to translate me, they went 2 week break. both of them. So then I decided to do some talk about Medicine Buddha. That's why what happened today and next day, because of that. Yeah. So therefore, then that time some people request some translator in Chinese. So there's only few people, not many. So maybe she can translate shorter. Yeah, don't have to translate everything. Just short. You can make short translation.
平时星期天下午是一个中文班哦，但是这两个星期，我们的那个翻译员他们去放假，那可是师父他不希望这个星期天的课程呢有所间断，所以他就想说，不如这两个星期我们将认识药师佛。从中知道药师佛的修持怎么做这个修持，所以就以今天的课和下个星期来取代了平时星期天的课程。如果你们是需要翻译的话，就是我们的一些乐龄人士，阿姨们，你们如果需要中文，我会做一些简短的翻译，就是那个药师佛仪轨的一些简短的翻译，好。
So just now we read from the Buddha's Sutra, just now from the teaching quotation there, Dikpa Chiang Misha Ching's, do not create any negative action, Yawa Pusum Tsokwa Che, collect perfect virtues, Rangi Simni Yongsu to subdue thoroughly your mind.Is that the teaching of the Buddha. You know, we just read from the sutra there. So, so from that quotation, you can see that what Buddha said, all the suffering, what we experience in the life, you know, even for small suffering like headache,toothache, stomachache, diarrhea, or I don't know, whatever. So all this, you know, the biggest is the, like having, you know, cancer, all these things. You know? So all this suffering, pain, sickness, all this came from the negative karma, negative action, result of that.So therefore, Buddha's advice is you don't want any kind of suffering, include your headache. So then, do not create any negative karma. You know? So that is his advice.
那佛祖他曾经说过，就是说，有时我们身上有一些痛楚啊，或者痛苦啊，很多时候都是因为我们制造了一些恶业，那恶业累积而成，导致我们在心灵上面的一些不快乐。那这些种种的这些恶业呢，导致我们会有生病啊、头痛啊之类的。那如果我们不要这些痛苦，身体和心灵上面的痛苦呢，那我们就应该减少我们的恶业。
So, yeah.I mean, when you talk about, normally we talk about sickness, you know, so include the headache. So we don't want headache today, also not only today, but we don't want headache tomorrow. We don't want headache day after tomorrow. Whole year we don't want to have headache, you know, or any kind of sickness we don't want, not only one day, but whole life we don't want to have. Then again, another question, only this life, next life you want?The question is, answer is no. You know, so any lifetime, I don't want any physical pain, physical sickness, mental pain. It's very clear. You know, somebody asks you a question, how long you want? You know, how long you want to stop? You know, so answer is, I want everlasting happiness. You know, I don't want any suffering, any moment. So it's very clear when you question oneself.So therefore, the best solution, Buddha's advice, that you don't want headache anymore, then don't create the negative karma. That's how you cut, you know, all your physical pain. You know.
那比如说头疼啊， 在我们有头疼的时候，我们是希望这个头疼很快的就会去掉，不再会一直头疼。那我们是希望是一天吗？这个头疼是一天不再有这个头疼，还是每天？那如果是说我们只是说我希望只每天不要头疼，那就是有人就会问，那你是希望来世的时候还是会有这个头疼的这个存在性吗？当然是我们会希望我们不要有头疼，生生世世，甚至于每天到甚至生生世世。那就是在病痛啊，心灵上或者身体上的这些痛楚，我们是不只是希望今世不要有这些痛楚啊，当然我们是也希望就是每生生世世都不会有这些痛苦和痛楚。那如何不会有这些生灵上和心灵上的这些痛苦呢？就是应该尽量减少我们的恶业。
So here can be relate with the medicine Buddha mantra also.Bekanze, you know. So there's two Bekanze. I mean, this meaning is like medicine, some translate like that. Some translate medicine like that. So some...Some translate as the doctor or doctor like that. So, whichever. So, here medicine. So, it refers to the, you know, avoiding the negative action, you know. So, that is the medicine to cure the sickness.
药师佛的这个咒语呢，里面有两个字，就是 Bekanze。翻译的时候呢，有些人会翻译成是灵药，有些人是翻译成就是医生。那什么是灵药，什么是医生？其实就是说跟我们自己讲说，尽量避开制造恶业。那如果我们可以制造，可以尽量减少或不制造恶业的话呢，这其实就是很好的灵药。
So like that. So, so that's the best way. That's the best medicine to cure all our sickness. You talk about the physical sickness. You know, how or what the best way to cure our physical sickness forever is not to create negative karma. So any negative karma, even the smallest negative karma, do not create. Buddha's advice is that.So, you don't create any negative action, for example, from the 10 known virtues. You don't create any 10 known virtues action. You don't engage. So then you don't have the physical pain, you know, physical suffering.
所以佛祖曾经说，如果要有去除然后心理上或身体上的这个痛苦呢，最好的方式，最好的灵药呢，就是减少制造恶业，或甚至于，其实我们应该立志于不要制造任何的恶业。
So here again, specifically saying like, oh, when you engage, when you stop, not engaging ten negative action, ten non-virtuous action, when you avoid.You don't engage on that. You know, the biggest suffering, the physical, mental suffering of the lower realm, such as hell beings, hungry ghosts, animal realm, you know. So you don't take rebirth at all, you know. So that kind of rebirth, you never take that kind of rebirth. So that means totally free from that. You know, the heaviest physical suffering, mental suffering, what they experience in the three lower realm.No, when you don't engage negative action, then you don't take rebirth there. So that means you are free from that, the biggest suffering, mental and physical suffering, able to free from that.
真正的痛苦，无法形容的话，那个痛苦啊，其实就是当我们落入三恶道，落入三恶道的时候，那个痛苦和痛楚是无法想象的。所以，如果我们可以立志不去制造任何的恶业的话，那我们可以其实可以帮助自己解除身灵和心灵上的一些这些痛苦。So
that's the best medicine, okay? One of the best medicine. So must understand that when you see here, when you see medicine Buddha, then it's not like physical medicine what doctor give, you know. So I mean, that's just the idea, but real medicine here, you know, so is to really not to engage in the cause of the suffering, such as negative action, you know.
所以当有，那么如果有人说，我要修这个药师佛，然后修药师佛呢，那我们可能，很简单的想法就是说，他就比如说是一个医生开药方，那么的简单。其实真正的意思呢，就是跟自己告诉自己说，我要修这个药师佛呢，其实就是要告诉自己尽量减少恶业，那这个恶减少恶业呢，其实最好的灵药帮助自己。
So then next verse, Yawa Pusum Tsokarches, collect perfect virtues. So here again, all the happiness, what we wish to achieve, you know, temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, such as liberation, whatever we wish to achieve, pray for to achieve that. Again, all this come from collecting perfect virtuous karma.
如果我们能够可以减少我们的恶业呢，其实也是在帮助自己找于这个快乐和快乐的因子。那有时我们也会希望可以帮助自己呢，尽量尽快的得到这个果位。我们应该祈求自己，减少这些恶业，累积功德，让自己能够可以快乐，然后尽快的得到果位。
So here, include, you know, whatever we experience happiness in the life, you know, whatever we enjoy in the life, you know, even when you're hot, feeling, you know, living, staying in the cool place, the aircon place, you know, when you feel cold, then you have heater, whatever you are able to get all this happiness, you know. So all this come from the virtuous karma.
我们人生里面有很多不同的体验，比方说最简单的体验就是当你在一个很炎热的一个夏天或者中午，然后您能够来到一个冷气房。 那这个冷气呢，给予自己一个很舒服的这个环境，让自己的那个炎热的那个感受，减少。这种体验，或者说是说您到了很冷的一个地方，然后那个地方呢，那有暖气，让自己能够也很舒服的在这个地那个地方待着。这些其实也是因为我们累积了善业，能够有这种好的这个机会，好的这个方式，能够体验。
So idea is that if you want suffering, we want happiness experience, you know, life to life, then must collect, you know, always engage or collect virtuous karma, you know, even the smallest virtuous karma must collect.
所以我们应该尽量累积我们的善业，累积功德，那可以远离痛苦和制造这些乐和乐因。
So again, of course, here again, we want like happiness forever. So then, must collect perfect virtues. So that shows from the Medicine Buddha's mantra, the second one, Mahabheganze. Great medicine can be translated, great medicine, great doctor, whatever. So that's showing that you want everlasting happiness, free from samsara, then must collect perfect virtues.
药师佛的经文里面还有一个，刚才我们提到这个贝堪杰，贝堪杰不是就是说是灵药或者医生吗？那还有一句就是马哈贝堪杰，其实就是说非常好的灵药或者非伟大的这个医生。那如果是去真正的体会去翻译的话，就是说让自己远离这些恶业，帮自己累积善业。
So here, when you say collect perfect virtues, so you have to understand here, so having renunciation, you know, not attached to the samsaric pleasure, you know, not really clinging on the samsaric pleasure, detached from samsaric pleasure, you know, so that's within that kind of mind, then you collect the virtues. So that become cause to achieve the everlasting happiness, such as liberation.
当我们能够累积善业、累积功德的时候呢，也是帮助自己远离，尽量的远离三毒，就是那个贪嗔痴。当我们累积这些善业功德的时候呢，也可以帮助我们很快的得到果位。
So with the attachment, when you collect the virtuous karma, then especially attached to samsara, with that kind of mind, when you collect the virtuous karma, then very difficult to become cause for the liberation. So therefore, here perfect virtues mean with the renunciation mind. Then you collect the virtues, detach from the samsara. You know, so then you collect the virtues, so that become cause for the liberation, or cause for the everlasting happiness.
当我们有这个，如果我们有这个贪念，贪念这今世的一些好的东西的话呢，我们就不会去想说我们想尽快的得到果位，离开这一世而得到果位，所以我们应该尽量的去修持累积功德，累积善业不要贪念于今世的一些乐子，然后呢就可以远离这些远离这些不好的因子，然后就可以等尽快得到这个果位。
So like that. So, so here. So for that reason. So, Buddha teach, you know, how to, you know, really, you know, to achieve liberation. You know, so free from samsara, which is free from suffering. You know, so how to achieve that? So then he talk about, you know, living in morality. Then. On top of that, then developing the concentration. On top of concentration, you develop the wisdom. You know, when you have these three minds, you know, morality, concentration, wisdom. When you practice, then through that, you are able to achieve liberation, which means free from samsara forever.
所以我们应该尽量的去修持修我们的这个定力啊，然后累积我们的智慧， 从中学习，然后尽快的可以帮助自己累积善业，然后尽快的成佛成道。
So like that. So that's the very, I mean, very important, you know. Because whatever you do with the attachment, then you create merit. Maybe you can gain some kind of happiness here and there, but it's not everlasting. You know, it can be changed again, you know, to the suffering. You collect virtuous karma, but it doesn't give everlasting happiness by that, because it involves the attachment to samsara. You know, so therefore, it's not really wise, you know. Not really very wise, yeah.
Usually, when we accumulate good deeds, accumulate good deeds, the time, 自己本身其实是依存的，存在在这个贪恋在里面。那就是说，我们在累积这个善业的时候呢，其实它不是很纯净的，因为中间呢已经有贪念在里面，所以我们所累积的那个乐和乐因哦，不会永久性的。
So like that, so collect perfect virtues, so that can be understand the second mantra.Mahavegansa, you know, so great, great medicine, you know, so it can be said. That means, you know, when you practice in this three part, three high training practice, three high training, morality, concentration, wisdom like that. Then, you know, that is the great medicine, you know.So that means, if you practice that, you achieve everlasting happiness. So there's no suffering. You don't have to suffer anymore, you know.
所以我们可以的话呢，就应该尽量的去，做这个禅修，修持药师佛的时候呢，就也是其实在帮自己，修持这个定力啊，还有累积智慧。应该累积这个纯净的这个善业，让自己离苦得乐，尽快的成佛成道。
So again here, so you know, of course, when you keep morality, of course, living in the precept, living in the morality, your life, you collect merit, doesn't harm other, collect merit.You know, this way you're able to bring happiness in future life, definitely, no question. Then on top of that, when you're able to live in morality, discipline your body, speech, then on that basis, then you can develop concentration, single-pointed. You know, also that will bring so much happiness for this life and next life. You know, but only these two cannot free yourself from the suffering forever. So therefore, the third one, wisdom, is extremely important to develop within the concentration. You must develop the wisdom. So here, when you say wisdom, then understanding the reality, how the I exists, how the other thing exists in reality. You know, as we meditate just now, you know,When you look the eye, look like real there, but when you deeply search, there's no there, look like there, not there, you know. But what we see, only from the power we see, eye is there, we cling on that, you know. Then, how that create all the problem, you know. So like that, but when you have wisdom, go closer and search, there's not such eye, what you believe is not there, you know.So then, when you understand that, so you have some wisdom of the reality, how the I exists. You know, from there, all the other phenomena, how the body, other phenomena, how they exist, also you understand clearly. Once you understand that, then you don't cling on that. you don't attach to that, you know, so that then you are able to free from the samsara like that. Yeah. I can cut short, huh?
<笑>很多时候我们有这个执念，有这个执念我执的存在。当你有这个我执的存在的时候呢，我们不经意的就会累积了一些恶业，那善业就不会去真正去发心，有这个纯净的善业的累积而成，因为那个自己的那个我执的存在。 所以如果我说我们不要将我执放掉的话呢，我们应该尽量的去好好的修心，然后注意自己的言行举止，那个有时候我们讲话不经意的也会造成一些恶业，所以我们应该发心，应该去修持，注意自己的那个身口意，从中才。 可是如果你要知道怎么样去尽量的去修持自己，注意自己的身口意的话呢，你也是要有这个智慧，要知道那个状况，如何放掉我执，要修，要有得到这个智慧呢，就是说自己本身也要修这个定性。So
like that. So here, so wisdom is very important. So if you don't have wisdom understanding the reality, then what matter you do, you cannot free yourself from the suffering. Not possible at all, you know.
所以智慧是也是非常重要的，要是我们有这个智慧的话呢，那就可以帮助自己了解状况，然后知道如何的去好好的累积这个善业，而不会有这个执念，有这个我执的存在，而贪念于这今世的一些不好的一些因子。Okay,
so you can understand here, Mahabekanze, the great medicine is that. You know, so you have to understand that what is great medicine. You know.
那药师佛的这个咒语里面呢，那个字 Mahabekanze 就是说，非常好的灵药，非常好的医生，也就是说，让自己累积善业，累积这个因子，让自己能够懂得分辨。 是非懂得知道如何不要一直有着这个我执的存在。
So then, so 让给圣的用处, so then third sentence, subdue your mind thoroughly, so that can understand as the, sorry, that can understand from the mantra Bekanze, Bekanze, Ranza, Raja, so like that. So the king of the medicine can understand that. The last one, king of the medicine, king of the doctor can understand that. So that, yeah, so that means, so here, king of the doctor is when your mind is subdued thoroughly. So that means when you are bodhicitta mind, and also.
That接下来呢，接那个 Bekanze Bekanze Mahabekanze 过后呢，就有这个 Raja Samugati Sohan， 那他其实就是在告诉自己说，要。 注意自己的那个想法，自己的观念，注意专注在自己的那个想法。So
here, so again, so why here a king of the doctor or king of the medicine? So it refers to the wisdom with conjoined with the bodhicitta mind. You know, the wisdom is conjoined with the 무지시다만. So that is the king of the medicine.
那一句话呢，也是在希望这个药王呢，药师佛呢，让自己有这个智慧。那智慧呢，和这个菩提心和融结在一起。
So here, so again, when you have wisdom, when you have morality, your practice of concentration, your practice of wisdom, by then you achieve. Yourself can be free from ocean of samsara. But by that itself, so it's not really you are fully able to help other sentient beings. Only that, not possible to help other sentient beings. You know, when you are free from samsara, that means you cannot free everybody from ocean of samsara. So that's not possible. You cannot really help other sentient beings fully, you know. So therefore, you must have the bodhicitta mind. When you have developed the bodhicitta mind, then you have the wisdom. Then, you know, you are really fully qualified to help other sentient beings.
当我们在帮助自己时候呢，我们有时可以是想说，想帮助周围的人，但是。 因为自己的修法修心还不是很好，那虽然有这个智慧还不够，我们其实也应该累积这个菩提心。当你有菩提心的时候呢，你才可以帮助周围的人。So
here, so even you free from ocean of samsara, but still you are not really totally free from the obscuration. You know, still you have some obscuration, you know. You know, you haven't abandoned the subtle obscuration, which is the imprint of the delusion. Still you have that. So, therefore, so you cannot see every sentient being clearly how what they want, how they want. So not possible, you know. So only Buddha can see, you know, what really sentient being need, you know, able to see very clearly. Then only Buddha can help that. So again, in order to achieve the Buddha would, so you must need this bodhicitta mind. The wisdom must develop in the mind.
如果我们要帮助众生的话呢，我们就应该 学这个学习，然后修持，然后累积这个帮助自己有这个菩提心。当你有菩提心的时候呢，才可以有如这个佛一般帮助众生。So
like that here, so on bodhicitta, that means cherishing other. You know, each and every sentient being, when you cherish, when you able to cherish each and every sentient being. How much you cherish yourself like that, you know, you're able to cherish everyone, you know, equally like that. Equally how much you cherish yourself, that much you cherish equally to all sentient beings. You know, so then, so that is the bodhicitta mind is like that. So, when you have that, then the less problem, you know. So, then you are able to help many sentient beings with that mind.
如何有这个菩提心呢？也是希望，就是说我们必须珍惜周围的人。当您可以意识和体会到珍惜周围的人的话呢，才能够好好的累积我们这个启发这个菩提心。那有菩提心的时候呢，才能够帮助众生。So
like that, so here the king of the medicine, so mean that, you know, the wisdom and method, such as wisdom realizing emptiness, you know, the bodhicitta mind, the wisdom method. So this is the king of medicine. When you use it, when you practice it, then you can get full enlightenment. You can become like medicine Buddha. You know, if you can be enlightened, you know, like medicine Buddha, then you're truly, you know, able to help. So totally free from all the obscuration, the subtle obscuration, the imprint of the delusion. So you are free from that. So you are totally, you know, able to see everything clearly. So like that, then you can help sentient beings, you know. So that's the here king of the medicine is about that, you know, the wisdom and the bodhisattva minds.
要有这个菩提心的话呢，我们自己本身也应该清除一切的那些杂染、不好的东西。当你身无杂染的时候呢，那你就可以很好的看清事物，然后就可以珍惜众生，而能够帮助众生。
So like that, so subdue your mind totally. So that's the Buddha's teaching. That's all. So here, so totally means, you know, with the cherishing other, you know, because all the problem, you know, so here our mind is not subdued, you know, we are so disturbed by even a small thing because it's only cherishing yourself. You cherish most, you know, all the time you cherish only yourself, you don't cherish other, you know, you think me is the most important in the world. Then only cherishing that. So that bring all the problem, that bring all the suffering here again, you know. You know, when you cherish too much, you know, only yourself, thinking only yourself, then, you know, even the small pain become big pain, you know, unbearable pain. Then even some unpleasant sound, actually nothing, but when you cherish so much yourself, concern so much yourself, then even the, you know, the small unpleasant words, then can be cause for yourself immeasurable suffering, you know. So that this, again you look down, why all this happened? Because again, look deep down, because it's so much focus only yourself, you know, only me, you know. So that's the main reasons.
很多时候呢，我们有很强烈的这个自我执心。那因为这个很强烈的自我执心的时候呢，很多东西很小件的事情就会从中的被放大。 小小的痛苦，因为我执的存在，这个痛苦，这个痛楚呢，就会放大，就觉得是很痛啊，或者很痛苦，这些都是因为自己的这个我执心的存在，非常的强烈。So
like that, so so this very important to understand, you know, in daily life, what really give us the problem, you know, so good to meditate on that, you know. Not really 100% from the outside object. You know, outside object is just a condition for us to experience the suffering, but main suffering, I mean, is coming from our own mind. You know, too much concern about oneself, you know.
那我们可以想象一下，就是平时很多时候呢，我们的不开心是因为自己我执的那个想法，因为周围的一些事物，当然后我们自己的想法，我执的存在，把这些东西往不好的地方想去，可是因为就是全部都是在于我本身，我的那个字很大。 然后就非常的不开心，就一直造成了一些痛苦。So
like that. So here again, of course, we have two different type of suffering: physical suffering, mental suffering. You know, so within these two, so mental suffering is much greater than the physical suffering.
那痛苦呢，可以分为两种，一个就是生理上的和另外一个就是心灵上的。 那心灵上面的那个痛苦呢，其实是最不好、最痛苦的。
So same thing when you say happiness, you know, physical happiness, you could say that. Also the mental happiness. So we have two different level of happiness, what we experience. So among these two, again, of course, mental happiness much greater than the physical happiness.
同样的呢，这个快乐也可以在生理上面的快乐，还是心灵上的快乐。那我们要寻找，就是在心灵上的快乐。
So, I mean, this is quite easy to understand when you look, you know. It's easy to understand, you know. So, for example, how much comfort we have physically, you know. So much comfort that, but once your mind is disturbed, your mind is unhappy, how much comfort you have, it doesn't bring happiness, you know. It doesn't bring anything, you know. It's your mental unhappiness is very, very powerful. You know, it's very clear. So therefore, you know, the mental happiness is very important. And mental suffering is very, very great, you know. You know, even physical happiness, you know, what we have, but it doesn't really, you know, all, covered by the mental unhappiness, you know. It's, I mean, cannot do anything, you know. You know, So when you are unhappy, even you have a $1 million bed, you know, when your mind is unhappy, you cannot fall asleep on the bed. So, huh?
比方说，我们的心灵上面要是有稍微的被心灵上有稍微的不开心。 就算你身体其实康健的话，你心灵上因为就是受到了一些干扰，你怎样都不开心。比方说，你躺在一个非常昂贵的这个床褥上面，但是您的那个想法，您的心灵上有很多杂念，你不开心。就算你躺在非常好的一个床褥上，你心灵上还是不会开心的。
So, same thing again, look when you're mentally, when your mind is happy. But even you don't live in the luxury way of living, even you don't have, you live in just very poor condition. You know, your mind is really subdued and happy, then of course, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you have so much or not, it doesn't bother at all, you know. So, you have really happy like that. I mean, the example is like a meditator who lives in the mountain. You know? I mean, physically look like so much difficult, you know, hardship like that. But mentally, they're so happy. So therefore, they don't feel that. For us, look like so much physical suffering there, but for them, they don't feel it at all, you know? You know, like the meditator who meditates in the mountain, you know. So last time I have some friend, one friend, so we live in the mountain. So every 2 weeks he go down to the market, buy his food, you know, enough for 2 weeks. So he go to the mountain back like that. Every 2 weeks he come one time shopping. So like that, then he carry about whatever he needs. Enough for 2 weeks, you know, about 10, 15 kilo, I don't know, he carries back then, walk up to the mountain. He lived there. Of course, when you look at that, oh, so much hardship like that, for them it's nothing, you know. It's, they don't feel that the hardship, you know. So they totally enjoy, you know, even they don't have aircon or heater or, I don't know what to call, you know, hot shower, cold shower, or nothing, you know, but this, they really enjoy that, you know, what them is. But for us, we have so much luxury, still mentally so much disturbed, unhappy, you know. So what I'm trying to say here is, most important is how you look at your mind, how much you subdue your mind, all depend on that. When mind is very subdued, nothing really bother much, you know, even sick or whatever, you know, you can manage. You know, so that's my point.
那师父是说我们思维很重要，我们如何看待事情，其实是非常重要的。比方说，我们看一个人，师父就跟我们说了，叙述了他一个朋友，当初以前他就住在山里。 他们就看他的时候呢，每两个星期他就从从山里面，从山上就下来，下到市集去买货物，然后每次到那个市集的时候呢，就会提着10到15公斤的那些货源回山里去居住。那当他们看着他的时候，他们说：“哇，他好辛苦哦，过得非常清苦，应该不好过生活之类的。” 但是他这个朋友呢，其实心灵上面是很开心的，因为他的存在着这个很正念的这个思维，所以不会觉得自己本身过得很苦，所以自己的那个想法是很重要的。我们这一世这个甚至于现在这个生活里面，我们很多时候就会一点小事情我们就说很辛苦，比方说冲凉有没有热水啊，还是是个冷水啊，这小小的一点事情，烧水冷水什么的，都会造成我们的不开心。所以真正呢，应该审视我们自己的那个想法，我们的思维。
So here, so when you talk about medicine Buddha, you know, so I'm just talking about what the mantra, meaning of the mantra is like that, you know. So from there, when medicine Buddha mantra, tayatam, beganze, beganze, maha, beganze, beganze, ranja samugate, soha, like that. So here, soha, I don't know, soha, shizu, I don't know how to translate shizu was. So anyway, soha. Maybe can be understand, establish in the mind. Could be understand that, yeah.
那这个药师佛的咒语最后呢，有一个字叫梭哈，梭哈呢就是告诉自己要审视自己的那个观念、自己的想法。So
here, so, Dayata, I don't know how the Dayata is like this, or I don't know, can be translated like this. Dayata, like this, maybe can translate that. Then, the Om, so then. Om in Tibetan, there's the letter have A, U, Ma, the three letters combined together when you say Om. So that symbolize your own body, speech, and mind. Or can be symbolized Buddha's body, speech, and mind.
药师佛的这个咒语里面有个 Om 字，它是藏文的三个法音累积在一起，产生了这个字，这个 Om。 那这个 Om 呢，可以说是药师佛的那个真身或者自己的想法，是那个佛祖的想法。
So idea is that we can transform our body, speech, and mind into Buddha's body, speech, and mind. You know, through, you know, the mantra, Dayata, Beganze, Beganze, Maranza, Samukate, Soha. So this, you know, showing the small capable of the practice, then middle capable of the practice, capable being practiced. Small capable being practiced, middle capable being practiced, the great capable being practiced. You know, so that what talking learning. So this, you know, when you develop this small scope, great scope, middle scope, great scope, when you practice, you know, when you practice, then you are able to transform your body, speech, mind into Buddha's body, speech, and mind.
如果我们能够好好的修持药师佛的这个仪轨的话呢，嗯，也就是说希望自己本身持有佛祖的这个身口意啊，希望自己也可以有如这个佛祖的身口意啊，让自己尽快的能够修持修为得到这个果位。
So like that. So, so that's the meaning of the medicine Buddha. So we really want to cure the sickness. So that's what medicine Buddhas talk about. You know. So.
所以这个药师佛的这个仪轨呢，并不只是在帮助我们身体上面的这个修持，也其实也是在帮助自己的心灵上的一些修持。
So of course here, we talk about the medicine Buddha. So this we have seven medicine Buddha here. So in the past, of course, they make very strong prayer, you know, to a strong prayer, the sentient being to have temporal and ultimate happiness, you know. And they really promise, you know, to actualize this prayer, especially this degenerate time, you know. All the prayer, what they make the prayer to have sentient being may actualize, you know. So they make very, very strong prayer, and, you know, by the seven medicine Buddha.
那这个药师佛的他，这个药师七佛，他们由衷的祈愿，他们可以帮助众生。
So like that. So, so here, so when you pray for medicine Buddha, that seven medicine Buddha, then he, you know, so all the your wishes can be quickly accomplished. You know, also it's mentioned that just hearing, you know, the name of the medicine Buddha, so there's, we have seven medicine Buddha, you know, just hearing of the name of the medicine Buddha, able to stop, you know, we're able to stop the rebirth of the lower realm, you know, so that means able to stop the suffering of the lower realm.
那因为他们药师七佛呢，他们由衷很忠诚的这个祈愿哦，那就算是我们只要听闻他们的名号一次的话呢，也可以就是帮助自己不落入三恶道，或者说不在三恶道继续的感受到这些痛苦。
So like that. So, so again, of course, you must understand what is medicine Buddha, and again, you have to understand who is Buddha. You know what really mean Buddha means. You know, so that you fully understand that, then you'll understand how much power, you know, the Buddha have. You know, so then within understanding, then you really have the single point devotion, faith, you know. And then, especially about the benefit, then, you know, you'll engage in the practice. So that means you'll receive the benefit. So now whole boils down to the single point faith, devotion is the important. Again, this faith, devotion come from understanding. You must understand, you know, what really Buddha means, you know. So as we talked just now about medicine Buddha mantra, you know, not accumulating negative action, perfect virtues, subdued thoroughly mind, then only you become Buddha, you know. So when you are at that level, of course you have so much power, you know. You totally cherish yourself to other sentient beings. You know, 24 hours, you dedicate your life for other sentient beings. So they are available for us, 24 hours. You know, if we really single-pointedly pray, request, you know, so the prayer can be actualized, you know.
那么如果我们要修这个药师佛的仪轨话呢，我们也应该去了解什么是佛祖，什么是药师佛。那刚才就提到了要修持的话呢，我们必须尽量的减少恶业，累积善业，减少这个我执的存在。那如果我们可以减少这个我执的存在，那我们也会在心灵和身体上面呢得到一些快乐，从中呢而知道这个修持的那个法力，得到这个法力，然后就一心不乱的一直在这个药师佛。
So like that. So again, of course, one is the paid devotion. That's very, very important. Then within that, then you engage practice. Then, especially then, you know, time of the death. Then, you know, of course, you're always devotion to Medicine Buddha. Then time of the death also, you have some devotion to Medicine Buddha. Then recite mantra or saying their name, this and that, you know. Then you don't take rebirth in the lower realm. So that means again, you know, that great medicine. Again, you have to understand this great medicine for oneself, you know. Reciting Medicine Buddha mantra, reciting Medicine Buddha's name, time of the death. You know, so you'll stop the lower rebirth, you know. So there's no suffering. You don't experience suffering of the lower rebirth. So this become the medicine for oneself.
我们应该尽量的，存在一个一心不乱的这个，修这个依止心，依于这个药师佛，持咒，然后念他的佛号。那如果在临终的时候呢，我们依然能够可以一心不乱的持咒念佛号的话，那我们可以避免自己落入三恶道，不会有任何的痛苦。
So like that. So, so I mean, very important to understand this. You know, so if you are able to do that, then you reduce so much suffering for yourself. You know, so like that. So that means you are able to free from the lower realm like that. So similarly, so when you see some other sentient beings or people or animal who are dying, when you see that, then recite the name of Medicine Buddha's, name of the Medicine Buddha, also the recite the mantra of Medicine Buddha, you know. If they can hear, then very best, you know. So if they're able to hear, you know, so that stop them to take rebirth in the lower realm. So that means like actually you're giving medicine to other, you know, free from the suffering of the lower realm, you know.
如果我们能够由衷的一直在药师佛的话呢，比方说如果我们看到任何的众生，当他要过世的时候呢，然后自己本身有这个一心不乱的这个一止心，然后去念诵，跟这个帮助这个人念诵这个药师佛或者佛号的时候呢，也可以帮助这个人不落入善恶道，而得到痛苦。
So then again, also this the again how you help other, you know, how you help other, you know, so how you help yourself free from the lower realm, you know, how to free other sentient being from the lower realm like that. So then another way is also recommended, you know, you see, you know, when you eat meat also, then you recite the mantra, blow at the, you know, blow to the meat. That one you can do, you know, so blow to the meat. You know, whichever the sentient beings who die for this, you know, then dead, you know, pray for them, have good rebirth, not to take lower rebirth like that. You know, then again, you chant, blow to the meat. If you are eating meat, then blow that. So that able to help that, you know, that's the sentient beings, in case they are already reborn, that particular sentient being already died, take rebirth in lower realm, able to free from that, is helpful for that. Even not, that their suffering of the lower realm can be shortened by your prayer, sincerely, or the power of the mantra, when this combined together, of course then single-pointedly, you know, you pray for that. So that's really able to reduce suffering of other sentient beings.
如果我们可以一心不乱地持修的话呢，另外一个方式可以帮助众生的话，就是比方说我们如果是肉食，自己要吃肉的时候呢，在吃这个肉的时候之前呢，可以持咒。 持了这个咒过后呢，然后在这个肉的向这个肉吹气过后呢，就会帮助他不会落入三恶道，尽快的离开这个三恶道。Okay,
so also this is the very important. Okay, I mean again, you need to have single-pointed faith, devotion, belief. Otherwise, nothing works. In the first place, you won't do, you know. So you must have this single-pointed faith devotion, you know. So how much benefit you get, we pray the medicine Buddha, you know, for yourself and other. You know, again, this boils down to the devotion, you know.
我们可不可以，如何可以累积多少的善业呢？也是看于自己的本身的修持，自己有没有很持这个中心的去修持，然后一心不乱，还有去皈依依止于这个药师佛。我们的这个修持和修为呢，会影响我们自己本身的这个。
Okay, so here, you know, so you do with the, again, of course, what kind of mindset you have, you know, one is devotion, one is the motivation, you know, with the bodhicitta motivation, you know, caring other sentient beings with the love, compassion, you know, with that kind of mind, you know, very strong mind with that kind of mind, then you recite the mantra, or name of the medicine Buddha, or mantra of medicine Buddha. You know, then you recite. You know, then blow. Somebody who dying, you know, can they chant? They can hear. Or those who already dead can blow to their body like that. So, you know, so because you are pure mind, power of the mind, power of the mantra, power of the medicine Buddha. Because medicine Buddha pray for that, you know, so therefore when you do that, the power is there, you know.
如果我们有纯净的心态，没有杂念，然后是非常的一心不乱的持咒。 然后再加上自己的那个发心，这个菩提心的话呢，我们就可以帮助众生。 比方说，要是要往生的时候呢，有人要往生的时候呢，您持咒为这个人持咒，可以帮助这个人不让他落入三恶道，或者说这已经是往生了，然后您有这个非常纯洁的这个心态，一心不乱，还有发了那个菩提心的话，就要帮助的这个往生者呢，您在他的身体上。 吹这个气，就是您持咒过后的吹的气话呢，也可以帮助他不落入三恶道。So,
so like that. So then again, of course, so here I think, Manjushri asked to the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. And the seven medicine Buddha, so ask the question, you know. So I don't know. Ask, you know, give the mantra, give a mantra which can fulfill the sentient being wishes, you know, something like that. And ask to the Shakyamuni Buddha and Medicine Buddha, then within one voice of the Seven Medicine Buddha and the Buddha Shakyamuni, they give the mantra, say with one voice, Dayata Om Beganze Beganze Maranza Samukate Soha. Like that.
那就讲回了这个药师佛的这个咒语的，它是怎么的由来。 那他是因为文殊菩萨请示了药师佛药师七佛显现这个咒语，当然他药师七佛呢就在一起呢就同声的就说就显现这个药师佛的咒语，然后是要帮助众生。
So like that, I did it that, I didn't. So anyway, that, like that, much ask like that, you know, to fulfill sentient beings' wishes quickly in this degenerate time, you know. So something like that, essence like that. So then they, all medicine Buddha, seven medicine Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha said this mantra, come out with one voice like that.
So this 七佛呢，他们就一口同声呢，就显现了这个咒语，是要帮助众生，让众生的那个愿望呢，祈愿呢，能够尽快的实现。So
like that, so this mantra of the power, so therefore the mantra of the power is spoken by all the medicine Buddha, you know, in one voice. So here. So then when you recite the mantra, so mantra has the power, you know, to cure the sickness, fulfill our wishes, you know.
所以这个咒语呢是有它的法力的，如果您能够持咒的话呢，可以帮助自己减少痛苦，然后让您尽快的实现自己的愿望。
So like that. So, so then also then, if we are sick, and so then to bless the medicine also recommended. To how to bless the medicine also recommended here. So whatever medicine you put in the bowl like that. So above on top of the bowl, then you visualize mundis like this. So middle of mundis there's the silver letter Om. Blue in color, then the edge of the mundis, then you visualize the mantra garland, you know, mantra of medicine Buddha, edge of the mundis, you can, you know, clockwise like that, you can visualize that clearly like that.
以这个药师佛的这个修为修持，来在这个药物要饮这个药物的时候，想象一下，就是当您在看着这个药物的时候呢，您可以观想药师佛，那他在月轮上，还有就是说他的这个有这个咒幔在自己这个药师佛的周围。
So like that. So again, first you visualize clearly, you know, whatever medicine you're going to eat, put in the bowl on top of that, mundus visual. Meditate, try to see the mantra very clearly. You know, it's possible like that, you know. So then, when you recite the mantra, you know, of medicine was diet, the bacon, the bin, maranza, samukha, the soa. So, you know, you recite many as possible. Then, while you're reciting, then from this mantra garland, you know, from the mantras, flow the nectar, you know, and dissolve into the medicine like that, you know, like that.
所以在使用这个药物之前呢，您可以做观想，观想药师佛，还有那个咒幔。那咒幔在你在观想这个咒幔的时候，你就可以去吃咒，然后呢，这个咒语呢就融入到你的药物里面去。So
like that. So again, his here again, of course, your concentration, your prayer. You know, so a power of prayer. prayer from the medicine Buddha, power of the mantra. So when this all combined together, so then you are able to bless the medicine, you know. So then the medicine become extremely powerful, you know, to cure the physical sickness, you know.
那么因为自己的定力，自己有这个很重的这个持咒的这个信念呢，还有您对这个咒语的这个信心，那这些咒语呢，将会帮您加持在这个药物上。
So like that. So, you know, then you recite many as possible. You know, one mala, two malas, or, you know, more the better. You know, you recite more powerful like that. So, not one time, but you recite many as possible. You know, so more you chant, meditate, pray with the visualization, you know, then really able to give the power to the medicine, you know. So then that very effective. So the point is very effective, you know, for the sickness, you know. Also like that.
如果我们要让这个药物呢有更好的法力的话呢，我们就可以持咒，您可以念这个咒语很多遍，就是您的念珠一遍或两遍，越多越好，然后持这个咒语，然后对这个咒语也要有存在这个很大的这个信心，这个存这个信念。 然后，当你服用这个咒语，这个药物的时候呢，将会帮自己有这个很强大的这个法力。Okay,
so like that. So then again, of course, then at the end, then Mantakalin, the Mundis, you know, after you finish recitation, meditation, then, you know, the Mantakalin, the Mundis dissolve into light. Then light dissolve into the medicine. Then, you know, then you visualize the medicine become very powerful to cure the disease like that. Then you can eat, you can give other, you know, so like that.
所以在我们在使用这药物的时候呢，我们就是可以做这个观修，做这个药师佛的观修，然后呢就是持咒。 还有就是想象观修他的那个咒曼呢，化成这个化在这个药物里面，然后让这个药物有自己的更强大的法力，然后过后呢，您就可以食用。如果要的话呢，您可以赠予您其他的朋友们。So
like that. So I mean, this medicine Buddha, the practice is popular. Of course, teach by Buddha Shakyamuni, then it's quite popular in Tibetan tradition, in the monastery. I mean, every monastery, they do this practice of medicine Buddha. I think this was happened in the Tibet. I think one of the king, Chisung Desen, then that's one, the Indian pandit, Shanti Rakshita, I think, Shivachorwa. Huh? Shanti Rakshita. So that time, I think he composed the text, you know. Of course, already before it exists, but he composed the text, make this medicine Buddha practice, you know, mainly for the king, you know, to help the king like that. So I think this was maybe, I don't know, I think it's 11, I don't know, maybe 8th century, I think, somewhere there. You know, so they composed that. Then, you know, this how they spread in the Tibet, this practice of medicine Buddha. You know, then everybody practiced, then, you know, less sickness, lot of happiness, prosperity, happened for a long period of time. It's mentioned there.
那这个药师佛的这个仪轨呢，是释迦牟尼佛传授的。那在第八世纪的时候呢，其中一个 藏王他编制成这个仪轨，然后由此传播，然后在很多的寺院呢都有在吃这个药师佛的这个行走，还有就是做这些仪轨。
OK, so I don't know now next what so okay, so that like that when you recite medicine Buddha mantra is reminding, you know, all the practice, all ideas, that when you're reciting the mantra, you're reminding all the practice. Don't create negative karma, do vicious karma, subdue your mind, okay? When you recite mantra, is that. Always remind yourself.
所以当我们在念诵药师佛的这个咒语的时候呢，其实也是在告诉自己尽量的减少恶业，累积善业，减少自己的那个我执的这个心态，才能够帮助自己在修这个药师佛。
OK, so like that, so of course we need to remind all the time because we are so forgetful, we have to remind all the time, others so forgetful, you know, engaging negative karma is so easy, you know, very very easy, collecting bhuji is so difficult, then on top of that, especially subduing your mind is most difficult, you know, so always remind that, you know, so Buddha said, I don't want suffering, then don't collect negative karma, you want happiness, do good thing, you want everlasting, you know, enlightenment, subdue your mind. Okay, so this is the Buddha's very, very simple, you know. You know these three words, you know all entire teaching of the Buddha. The point is that. You know this four line, you know all entire teaching of the Buddha. So simple is that.
人类是善忘的，我们是一个善忘的，我们有善忘的本性。就是因为我们善忘，我们就很容易的就累积恶业。那累积善业就很难做到，不去注意自己的思维就是更加难。很多时候我们不去注意自己的思维、自己的观念，那然后就有我执的存在，然后又犯了这些恶业。累积了恶业，所以很多时候呢就造成了很不必要很多的那些痛苦。所以我们应该一直铭记，还有提醒自己要记得这个药师佛的这个咒语，因为这个药师佛的咒语呢其实也就是告诉我们整个佛法的这个精要。
So like that, so simple is that, okay? So then another way, of course, you study so much, you know the 300, 400 volume of teaching of the Buddha. You study that much, but you don't know this three sentence, that means you don't know teaching of the Buddha, you know.
当然我们可以去读300册、400册的佛法，那然后尽量的去修持哦，但是我们也知道这是非常艰难的，所以最简单的方法呢就是要记得药师佛的这个精要，他所传授的这些重要的东西。
OK, so that is all about my talk today. OK, so next, I don't know, next also next Sunday also, I don't know, something to talk on thishopefully, then we try to do the practice next Sunday, the wish then come. We try to meditate and try to practice, go through the booklet we have passed you, okay, how to meditate, then can learn, okay, then go back, meditate, okay, so that in this way, so make your life meaningful.Once you practice, then really you are taking the medicine. You know, when you practice, that means you are taking the medicine. You know, so that means when you take medicine, that means you're reducing the suffering, you know, temporary, ultimate, and temporary, you know, temporary suffering, you know, the next life suffering or this life suffering, you're able to eliminate, you know.
那所以今天师父就大略的跟我们说了药师佛仪轨的大纲，他真正的目的的是什么。那希望或许下个星期师父就会进入这个仪轨的观修，然后让我们去体会里面的那些这个法门，然后让我们可以尽量的去累积善业。
Okay, in case you have one question, then ask. If you have one, only one.
Shifu 问有没有问题？一个问题，可以提一个问题。
Okay, then we stop here. Okay, yeah.We do the dedication there somewhere. Do in English, all English. Any dedication there?
Dedication? Yeah.
Which page? No, not in mandala, do the dedication.
The one, 33.
Page 33, the booklet, the white booklet, that one.
33.
Page 33, yeah.
We will do the dedication prayer on the page 33 of the prayer for teaching occasions.
Yeah, do in English.
Due to the merits of these virtuous sections, may I quickly attain the state of the Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exceptions into the enlightened state.May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish, increase more and more.Just as the Brahma, Manjushri, and Samantabhadra too realize things as they are, also I dedicate all these merits in the best way that may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtues with the dedication praise as the best by the victorious one task on the three times so that I might perform the noble Bodhisattva's way.
Okay, thank you.See you again.